Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merriest of Christmases to everybody.
We hope you had an awesome Christmas holiday.
Yes, and you're gearing up for New Year's.
So I'm Jacoby.
And I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether!
You are listening to Jether's Random Stuff, the after Christmas episode.
I think this is what, like 2 days after Christmas?
2 days after Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've already taken back all the stuff you didn't like.
Yep.
And again, exchanged it for stuff you like.
Probably used up all your gift cards already.
Yeah. Hopefully you did. Do you know how many people lose their gift cards?
I know.
That's why stores love gift cards, like, is because it's free money for them.
A gift card like is burning a hole in my pocket just like cash. I got to go spend it, right? You got to do it.
I know. I actually have a couple.
Do you really?
Yep. I have a Amazon one.
What?
I know. It's in Thor's possession right now.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, okay. I know. Yes, well, I got that from my uncle.
We used that Applebee's one you had for like a year, just like in October.
Yeah, that was like almost a 2-year-old one. Remember it? Because it was lost for 6 months at my work.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
And then we didn't use it. Because, yeah, we used that in October.
Yeah.
Because I had another birthday since I got that.
Oh.
So that wasn't the one from last June. That was the birthday before that.
So do you have another one?
No.
Oh, okay.
The person that did that one did not get another gift card because she was scared the same thing would happen.
Oh, yeah.
Sophia.
There's a cat chewing on something back there.
Maybe it's what you got in your advent calendar this morning.
I can't believe I can't remember.
I'm trying to think of all the stuff I got. I was going to start listing, but you got a lot of ornaments in these advents. Did you get an ornament this
morning? I don't think it was an ornament. I remember opening it and there was the candy, the truffles.
And then you got distracted by the truffles.
I got distracted by the truffles. I was running late for work. Today is my early day that I have to be there at 6 in the morning. And
you had to be there? Oh, yeah. It's Tuesday.
Yeah. So I was running late. And I just am drawing a complete and utter blank right now.
You're going to see it somewhere.
I'll remember eventually.
Maybe it's in your car.
Maybe. It could be.
It just might be.
I don't know.
I don't think it's earrings. I think I only did the one set of earrings.
I don't think I've got those yet.
Yeah, you did too. You got it. You already wore did the it? Mickey Mouse pearl earrings.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's right.
I got a peanut butter spoon, which I didn't even know those exist, and I got two pieces of dark and raspberry chocolate.
Oh, yes.
They're so good.
I know. Aren't they delicious? I love that kind.
It's so good.
Love it.
Well, we have a Christmas topic today.
Yeah. Since it's still the week of Christmas, we thought we'd stick with the Christmas thing that we got going on.
We're just taking a left turn here.
So today we're going to talk about Krampus.
Krampus.
I don't know if anybody knows the legend of Krampus. I think there's a horror movie about it.
A few.
That I haven't. I was going to actually watch it before this episode and I did not have time.
Had time either, but it is one that is actually in my queue.
Is it?
On Netflix.
Okay.
Because it is one I like to watch.
Have you seen it before?
I have not seen the whole thing.
Okay. But we should watch it together.
I would love to do that.
Okay.
It is a horror movie though.
Yeah, I don't really like those, but I'll watch it with you.
Okay. I mean, I'm a good one to watch and do scary stuff with.
Yeah.
Because I don't get that scared.
Right.
But, yes.
And you distract me.
I do. Usually most horror movies are low budget.
Yeah.
And you can see it.
And they're dumb.
Yeah. And you can actually usually see microphones.
Yeah.
You can actually see props not be correct. And
yeah.
Yeah. So watch for that. Movie doesn't become that scary.
Yeah. After all that, right. It's not. Okay. So a little background. I'm going to tell you a little story. Every year in early December, the children in Austria get ready for St. Nicholas to visit them. If they've been good, he'll reward them with presents and treats. But if they've been bad, they'll have to face Krampus.
So it's only in that country?
That's where it originated, Austria.
Well, we have St. Nick here, so I'm assuming we have Krampus here, too.
Probably. So Krampus is supposed to be half man, half goat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he comes around every year and chases naughty children and drags them to hell. Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, he kills them.
my God.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrible. Did they tell this to their children?
It's capital punishment.
If you've been naughty, Krampus will come and drag you to hell.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. European versions of St. Nicholas have long had scary counterparts like Belznickel and Nechtruprecht, who dole out punishment to the evil children.
Oh my goodness.
Krampus is one such character who comes from folklore in Austria's Alpine region, where he's been frightening children and amusing adults for hundreds of years.
Now, I don't believe Krampus goes after adults at all.
No. No.
I think he just goes for kids.
It's the naughty children.
And usually it seems like the teenage ones.
This is like the story, right? Like the elf on the shelf is watching you. It's kind of like, but the elf doesn't kill you and drag you to hell.
No.
You just won't get presents from Santa.
Exactly.
Right?
Which for some kids is basically being killed and dragged to hell.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So later, the Krampus legend becomes part of Christian traditions, and where St. Nicholas would visit children to reward them on December 5th or 6th. And around that time, his menacing partner would also visit kids to punish them. And in some parts of Austria, this day was known as, oh, I'm not going to say this right, Krampusnacht. Krampusnacht?
Krampusnacht.
Probably Krampusnight. Krampusnight. Maybe Knight. If you translate Krampusnacht.
They knighted him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or Krampusnacht. Oh, I got it right.
Good job.
And that's when the adults would dress up as Krampus and frighten all the children in their house.
That sounds amazing.
I know, right? You want to do it so bad. Look at your face.
We have to dress up for work tomorrow.
Oh!
But it's supposed to
half
be...
Half man, half goat, Heather.
It's supposed to be appropriate, not... Like, I don't think allow us to dress up as anything scary for Halloween, so I don't know if Krampus is going to fly.
Okay.
And we do have Santa Claus coming. Wouldn't that be cool to see an epic fight to the death between Santa Claus and Krampus?
Yeah, it would be. I'd pay to see that.
I would, too.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay. So, children might also have seen Krampus. Hold on, I can't read this very good. Oh. Running through the street during Krampuslauf. Literally, that translates to Krampus run.
Oh.
And if Krampusnacht,
yes,
was a way to scare kids into behaving themselves, then Krampuslauf isn't really tied to a specific day. It was a way for grown men to blow off steam while still being able to scare children. Austrian men would get drunk and run through the streets dressed as the fearsome creature. And they still do that to this day.
We need to find a picture of this.
I know, right?
Because I'm picturing this half goat, half man. I'm picturing like, what are those? The horse with the horse body, but and then it has
a
like
centaur.
A torso. Yeah, I'm
a
picturing
centaur.
That. I'm picturing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
With the goat body, like legs
I
and
think,
the ass.
I think it might be the human legs, but the goat top. I don't know. That's what I'm picturing.
Ew, like with the horns and stuff
on
the top.
Yeah.
You think he probably has hands or you think he has hooves?
Oh, I'm
on the
sure
top?
He has hands. He's got to grab those kids so he can.
Yeah, how
him
can he drag
hell.
Him if he only has hooves?
He can't
he's
drag
just going
to hell.
Them.
Yeah, without that. Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's just a goat head and the rest is a man body. We'll find a picture. We'll find a picture.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. So the introduction of all the mass visual media swept the charismatic Krampus up into its wave. So when these people started inventing like postcards and sending postcards to people in Germany and Austria in the 1890s, it opened the way for Krampuskarten.
Krampus what now?
Krampuskarten.
Krampuskarten. Is this another individual or is this like a...
They're like holiday cards.
Oh my God.
That are supposed to make you feel warm and fuzzy.
But they're about Krampus.
But they have stuff that say Gruß von Krampus, which means greetings from Krampus, showing Krampus stuffing a distressed child into his satchel or preparing to hit one with a bundle of birch sticks. What?
And you send these out in these other countries like Christmas cards?
Yeah.
So I feel like the other countries may not have the same parenting styles as we do here.
Yeah, I feel like parenting styles in Germany and Austria might be a little harsher than maybe what we do here. I don't know.
I'm not going to say it's a bad way.
Well, you know, maybe those kids are well behaved.
They might be. But how well behaved are they if they have Krampus coming at them? You don't hear Krampus coming in the United States.
No, you don't. We don't have Krampus here.
No. He hasn't migrated over to us yet.
Wow. Oh, okay. There's also other cards that were a little bit more adult. In the early 20th century, showing him punishing children, but also proposing to women. And what the
hell? Wow.
So in some of the cards, Krampus is portrayed as a large woman whipping tiny men with her birch sticks and then carrying them off in the satchel.
Oh, so you can be taken away if you're a man, too.
Apparently, yes. I don't know. That's just weird to me. That's weird. All right. Moving on. So most Americans, like, didn't know what Krampus was. They probably saw it and didn't realize. I mean, if you see, like, this Christmassy thing with a half man, half goat thing, yes. It looks kind of like devil or Satan worshiping thing, you would think, right? Because the devil's supposed to be like a horned, like, yes, a goat head, right?
Which is Krampus.
But it's, yeah, so he's like the devil, right?
He probably works for him. I mean, but especially if he's dragging people to hell.
Well, if he's taken to hell, yeah.
Yeah, he obviously, and he's able to get back out of hell.
Yeah.
He obviously has an in with Satan, Lucifer, because like otherwise he wouldn't be able to leave.
Right, right. No. It's probably, that's like his job. Had Satan like assigned him and said, okay, dude, your job is on, you know, December. You got to find the naughty children and drag them down here, you know, and then you can have the rest of the year off.
Exactly.
But during December, you got to really, you know,
he probably goes to
like
Bahamas and stuff during the summer.
He probably does.
I mean, it's hard work to drag all the naughty kids away.
It's hard work.
I don't feel
know,
he's doing a good enough job, though.
Because
there's
a
shit ton of naughty kids still.
Well, I don't think he works the United States circuit. I think it's more European.
We should recruit.
We should. We should hire our own Krampus.
Maybe that would help the future generations.
Curb. Yeah.
Well, mainly our generation, our future.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to run our country.
I think if we could, you know, scare the shit out of them, that would help a lot.
That would have really helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. So, Krampus cards, I guess, became a thing in the U.S.
Oh.
Etsy sells them and stuff, and you can buy ugly Krampus sweaters.
I did not know this.
I had never seen one.
I haven't either.
Never. People have Krampus parties? Really? So it was 2015 when that movie came out called Krampus.
I remember that because there was a bunch of us that were supposed to go see it on Christmas, and then it got vetoed.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were small children.
Yeah, you don't want them to see
that. So we ended up
that.
Seeing Star Wars instead.
Oh, well, that's good, too. That's good, too.
There's a new one coming out.
I know. It comes out in a couple days as we're recording this. By the time this airs,
it's going to be out.
But, yeah, I want to see it really bad.
I'm really excited for it.
I am, too. It's going to be so... It's the last one.
Yeah, right.
Of the regular storyline, right?
Yeah, right. They said that after the first three were made, and then they made three more that went before it, and now they just made three more that go after it.
Well,
so
this is the whole saga, though. It was originally supposed to be the 9 episodes.
Oh, yeah, but then we also have Rogue One, and then we have Han Solo.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to have one about Chewbacca, because how the hell did he get on that freaking planet away from him?
Yep.
You know, there's a lot more we could do about Luke Skywalker and Leia. Yeah. We didn't know much about them after they were birthed and then ditched.
After, you know, Return of the Empire or Return of the Jedi, there's a big gap.
Big gap. Because it goes from Return of the Jedi and then we go forever.
Because by
then... And
all
of a sudden,
Luke's old and, you know... Han and Leia have a son who's what, 20?
Yeah, so that's like 20 years. So they could do a whole three more movies in that area.
Yeah, they could.
And that would basically be showing the fall of the Empire Or not Empire. Well, Fall of the Empire, what? The aftermath of that. And then the rise of the Jedi. And then obviously the fall of him if he was the last one. And there was no other.
Because
there
were, yeah, because he started, he tried to start the Jedi up again.
He did.
And he failed.
Because they showed like a back history with Kylo Ren because he almost killed Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
And that was with a whole bunch of other little Jedis in training.
Yeah.
But then something happened. No Jedis.
There's no, I know.
So why? See, three movies right there. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop with those three. They just built a Star Wars land. They're going to keep bringing Star Wars movies out because what they have to do.
It's a cash cow for sure.
It really is. As long as people still pay to go to the movies.
But you know what? I'll pay to see that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'd even go paid for Rogue One again, even though that was a tough movie.
It was sad.
But it needed to happen because how can any of those characters live on?
But I want to watch them all in order.
Now, okay. There's two different ideas of the order.
I want to watch them in chronological.
So you want to watch them the way that they want them to be watched. Because if you're a brand new to Star Wars, which you're not, so we can watch them in that way.
Yeah.
You're supposed to watch them in the way they came out. So you would start with 4, 5, 6. Then you do 1, 2, 3. And then you would do the... first one where Ren, she's in. And then you would go to Rogue One. Then you do Han Solo. And then you do the last two.
Yeah, I want to watch them in
chronological order. Would be episode, it would be what? One, two, three.
Rogue One.
I believe Han Solo should be after 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, Han Solo,
Rogue One,
4, 5, 6,
and then these next three.
And 7, 8, 9.
Yep. That's how that would be the correct. I actually think I should watch them in that order too, because we're not going to get confused.
Right.
We understand the storyline. Right.
So we need to have like, I don't know how long that would take.
That's a week off.
That's yeah.
It's a full weekend of doing nothing but movies, or it's a full week that we lock ourselves in a beautiful condo where there's nothing else to do. Anything else.
Yeah. Like in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Case of wine.
There. Yep. Yeah.
Maybe two cases of wine.
Because we're going to have to start watching it early, like 8 in the morning.
Yes.
7, 8 in the morning until, you know, midnight.
And just keep going. We'll have to have a chef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a place with room service.
Or Uber Eats or something like
that. Oh, yeah. It just has to be a place that we can have all that stuff.
Yeah.
We got this figured out.
We got it. We can do
it. All right. Well, I'm glad we got that figured out.
I'm glad that's all figured out.
Yeah.
So
Krampus.
That's just about all I have on this sheet. About Krampus.
That's okay.
I think there are more stories about the stuff he actually like did to the children. And there's
the movies.
And there's some legends of people who really think they like actually saw him.
Which I'm sure those are the same people that actually see the aliens and Bigfoot.
And hey, Bigfoot's real. Bigfoot is real.
Because, you know, Kobe's met him.
I haven't met him.
I know you haven't. That's how... I'm so shocked that you still think he's real.
I do. There's way too many sightings for it not to be real.
Do you think Loch Ness Monster is all real?
Yeah. Because
I think she's real.
I do.
Nessie's real.
Just like the people that see the UFOs, I think those are real.
Well, I know UFOs are
even
real.
Even though you don't have, you know, real like...
How the hell can we be the only ones in this in this whole world?
In the whole universe.
There's no way.
I think it would be, you know, just...
That's ignorance.
Ignorant to think that we're the only ones in the entire universe.
Yeah. There has to be other people or other, maybe not people, but other
I think
living
that the
organisms.
Other society, like societies of people on other planets probably look at our planet and go, oh, fuck, no, I ain't going there.
Look how behind the times they are.
I'm not inviting those people over. Forget that.
We're not getting a Thanksgiving invite.
No.
They're probably like, oh, my God, look at them.
Crazy.
They kill birds and eat them.
I know, right?
They probably just use their little turkey-flavored pills up there.
Yeah, they probably don't even eat. They just, you know. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Well,
so
let's think. So we have our Krampus tradition, which is not our tradition here. Some of my favorite Christmas traditions, which I don't know if we really talked about a lot of Christmas tradition. We did Christmas bucket list.
We did winter.
A winter bucket list.
Winter.
So Kobe has, I think you guys have some traditions. I think my only big tradition we have is I always go Christmas light looking.
That's fun.
Every year.
That's fun.
And most of the time I get a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And Thor always tries to figure out all where all the great Christmas lights are.
Well, you know, they have a map now. Have you seen the map?
Yeah. The map's not always accurate.
Really?
Yeah.
We saw a few good ones on Sunday.
Did you see the one that's in Sunny Slope?
No.
The one that you have to, you tune into the radio?
Oh, I saw it last year. Yeah. But Jeff and Megan went this year, but I have not seen it this year.
This is a must every year. You have to go every year.
I do like that one.
In Seattle, there's a really great place in a little neighborhood in Seattle, little suburb, and it's called Candy Cane Lane.
Aww.
And it's like a big, like, round. You go in one way, you come out the other. You know, big, like, half circle. And every house decorates to the point where they actually have strings of lights connecting the houses.
Oh, nice.
And, like, things hanging in the middle of the lights between that. It's really cool. That's kind of what got us going. The main reason we do this is because our anniversary is in December.
Yes, yes.
11 days from Christmas. And when you're younger, you're already poor.
Right.
And then if you get married 11 days from Christmas, your priorities usually are not going to be the anniversary.
Right.
Priorities are going to spend your money on Christmas.
Yeah. So what can we do that's free?
And that's my husband came up with the Christmas light looking. So we'd always do that. And even though now we can go do something now, that's our tradition.
Yeah.
We don't always do it on our actual anniversary. Like, we did not do that this year.
Yeah.
So we will do it some point. We will do that. We also watch every Christmas movie. We have certain Christmas movies we have to watch every year, which I think Kobe's trying to start that tradition now.
I am. And, like, I wanted to watch, like, all the Christmas movies. And
the classics.
And you gave me some really good ones to watch. And I love Elf. You know, I always have to watch Elf.
Now, do you own Elf?
You know, I don't think that I do. But I have not watched one Christmas movie yet because...
You still haven't?
No, because I am busy every night. Mm. I have had something going on every night for the last 2 weeks, and I have not been able to sit down and watch a Christmas movie.
We, believe it or not, have been watching some, even with all the work. We will stop and we'll watch a Christmas movie. So we have watched both Grinches.
Yes.
My favorite. I didn't watch the newest one yet. That was kind of on Thanksgiving, but it's lame.
That's it?
They don't even go by the storyline.
Oh.
They changed it, which is stupid. So we've watched The Grinch. We watched Charlie Brown's Christmas. We've watched, Polar Express is a must.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That's a must. Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, I haven't never seen that.
You've never seen
that? I've never seen that.
That is a fantastic, that's on Netflix.
Okay.
That's fantastic. That is a must see.
Did you watch that one that came out last year on Netflix? That
Chronicles.
The Chronicles of
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was so
and
good.
And we watched that. We're halfway through that one.
That was a good one.
We have to finish it. Right before he goes to jail.
Oh, right. It was way better than I thought.
Oh, it's like up there with my top. So the other top ones we have... Bad Moms Christmas has to be on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Love that. I know you own that.
Yes.
That came in an advent calendar last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
And then that one's a must. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yep, yep,
that is a must. You have to watch that. Christmas Story.
Yes.
That's a must. Rudolph kind of puts me to sleep, but we still try to.
I did watch The Year Without a Santa Claus when Paisley was here.
Oh.
So that I did watch that one, but that's the only one because we own that one.
See?
And it's only like 20 minutes.
Those are some of my favorites.
Yeah. Yep. The Heat Miser and the Snow Miser. I love them.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. Okay. Well, okay. I'm hoping you guys have watched some good Christmas movies. And I hope everyone's been good and Krampus didn't come visit you.
Yeah.
Because if you did...
Yeah.
You're listening to this from hell.
Yeah. I really hope nobody got dragged to hell.
Yeah.
So
I hope I don't get dragged to hell. I've been fairly good this year, but not perfect.
I think I've been pretty good. I don't think I'm going to get dragged to hell.
No, that's why I adopt
maybe
so many
I'll just
animals.
Get hit with a birch stick.
Okay. I can handle that.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing.
He's looking at something. He's trying to be cute.
Oh, he's a little puppy. Aren't you? He's a good puppy. Yes. Oh, Patron.
Yeah. Kobe loves her little god doggy.
It's the only dog I love.
She's lying. She actually likes all four of my dogs, just him the most.
Yes, he's just my favorite.
Yeah.
Don't tell the other dogs I said that.
I tell them all the time he's my favorite. I love them all the same, but he's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. All right, you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Stay tuned for our New Year.
New Year's episode.
Episode that will be airing a couple days after New Year's.
Yeah. So have a happy, safe New Year's.
Please be safe. Especially if you're the 10 that listen to us. We need you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we need you. Invite your friends to listen to us and give us 5 stars on
iTunes. Please do that.
And drop us a line. You know where, because I say it every fucking week.
Hell yeah.
Just go do it.
You know what to do. Peace.
Bye.